Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Augusta Civic Center. I am Travis Barrett. I am joined again by Drew Bonifant and Travis Lazarczyk, basketball writers from the Kennebec Journal and Morning Sentinel. We have just wrapped up the third day. We have wrapped up Class C South boys quarterfinals. Quite a day. We had some upsets, and we had one team that was determined not to be the latest round upsets. We just finished with Halldale against Trape. That's a 1-8. Halldale with a 10-point win, 68-58. Richmond kicked off the session with a comeback win over Dirigo, 64-51. Richmond is the 5 seed. It all started with an upset that I think nobody saw coming, which was Booth Bay by a single point, 65-64 over No. 3 Waynefleet. And Winthrop, the defending regional champions, 49-38 over No. 7 Madison. So that's where we're at. I guess we kind of do this every night, but what jumps out at you guys?
I mean, right off the bat, it's the Waynefleet game. That was kind of a popular pick to sneak up on some of these teams and win this thing. They play a tough schedule, so they always seem to benefit from that schedule when they get to this point. And to be a one and done is pretty surprising. And I feel like it's almost as hard to get the lead late in the late minutes as to hold on to it in those late minutes. It seems like a lot happens with 2 minutes to go or something that kind of thwarts upset bids. Mm. And this time, Booth Bay survived those minutes, got the win. Excellent showing by the Seahawks, and it's interesting to see how long we'll be in this dance.
For me, I don't know if you want to call it resiliency or adaptability or whatever by the Richmond team in the second half to be down 9 points to who did they play? I'm going blank.
Dirigo.
Yeah.
I know. It's been a long week. It's been a long week already.
to be down 9 points at the half to Dirigo and to, you know, be so bad in the second quarter, 1-17 from the field.
Yeah, they were awful.
And Dirigo's triangle and 2 defense, which Dirigo had run against Richmond in the regular season matchup, so it wasn't a surprise. They didn't trick him or anything. Really bottling up high scorer Zach Small and, to a lesser extent, Matt Rhines. But for the Bobcats, I kind of figured out and just play a little smarter basketball in the second half and start hitting some shots too to come back and get the win, considering that they're still relatively new to Class C. This is what I think their third year in Class C, but first year playing a Mountain Valley Conference schedule.
Yeah.
And that really, you know, kind of, you could see that helped them this year in tonight's game against Dirigo.
Yeah, I think for me, if I kind of switch over to kind of what we learned tonight, I think I haven't seen the Winthrop boys all year. And it's sort of interesting to see them. They are a very different team than they used to be. But they, you know, they're going to be no less of a difficult out for any of the teams that are left, including Halldale, because I think, you know, the one thing that Winthrop has is size. They just have a ton of it's interesting. I always quibble with the basketball lingo. We have to use long instead of tall. And I think it was Jason Furbush, the Madison coach, who said, well, they're tall and long, meaning, yeah, they have a ton of height, but they've got wingspans and legs and everything. Everything in the paint is just limbs in every direction. And I thought, but I think that's a different kind of Halldale team than the one we saw last year. You know, a different kind of Winthrop team. You know, last year they rode Hickey and they rode outside shooting. And I think today they're at their best when they can really pound the ball inside and get those guys involved and then kick it out. So
right.
I thought it was interesting to see. Is anybody surprised that we had 2 upsets and almost 3 seedings wise in the first round of this bracket?
This many, yeah. I figured there would be one. I did the Class C South preview for that section we'd be surprised if it went straight chalk, if it was 1-2-3-4 winning. Thought there'd be an upset there, but for Waynefleet to lose, for Halldale to be pushed to the brink today, that game was a lot closer than the 10-point margin says. And for, Richmond beat Dirigo, which is 5-4.
Richmond beat him in the regular season, I don't consider that one an upset.
That's fair enough. Sure. But, Winthrop-Madison, that game was really, that was a 5-point game going into the final quarter. So that was.
And those teams split in the regular season.
Yeah. I mean, so you had, you came close to having all 5 lower seeds pulled out today. This was a game that defined how weird and full of twists and turns this tournament can be.
Well, we were talking before, like during the game, during the last game, the Halldale game, about the Class C South tournament in general tends to be unpredictable, Travis.
Right. And I think this might have shown the strength of the Mountain Valley Conference, because you look at the upset, Booth Bay beating Waynefleet, And then Halldale, Old Mountain Valley Conference team, holding off a team in Trape, coming back. Halldale was down 8 at the half and came back to win the game. You know, maybe being tested by Winthrop's and Richmond's and, Booth Bay's and Madison's and all these schools throughout the season made them, ready for a tough game tonight.
Yeah. Let's take a look at these four games. Give me a player or two that jump out at you individual performance-wise.
Today, Caleb Densmore.
Yeah,
I think you just took Travis's answer.
You did, but I'll rebound.
Here, stall for 30 seconds, Drew. Travis is going to find somebody else. Yeah.
Coach Phil Hoodlett was saying yesterday that Densmore was a player that he kind of had an eye on as somebody who could be that third player because they really need a guy to step up with Small and Rhines to help us to give his team a chance to go all the way through this tournament. He had Densmore as a player, but Densmore's a freshman, and he said he could be that kind of player for us. He could come out here and be wide-eyed and, eyes as wide as saucers and taken by the environment. And he looked like he'd played here for years.
Yeah,
he was he gave his team a boost when Small and Rhines weren't quite clicking. and then just kept the team in the running. And then when Small started to heat up at the end, allowed Richmond to take over. But big performance by the freshman.
Picking up for Zach Small, who struggled, we probably should point that out, right?
Yeah,
that
only two field goals for a kid who's a 1,000-point scorer and averaging over 20 a game.
Yeah,
and Rhines had 8 points. This is a formula. This should be a formula for Richmond being bounced convincingly. And instead, they're moving on a day where they got less than stellar performances from their top two guys. Because Densmore provided that valuable support.
Yeah. Picked my guy, I'll just say Daniel Stewart from Richmond had 13 points all in the second half when they needed someone to step up. Like I said, for Small and Ryan struggling.
I think it's kind of to kind of carry on that topic. I mean, that's the formula. If you want to stick around all week in these tournaments, you're going to have to win one of those games when you don't play your best, when things don't go according to plan. Richmond's got to feel pretty good about, okay, we threw up our stinker. Now let's go play for real. Mm-hmm. One player I think I would love to mention, I think, is for Halldale, it's Ashton Abbott. I mean, we all know how good he is. Mm-hmm. But when you see him, I jokingly said to Chris Ransel last year in the playoffs, and it sounds awful when you say it out loud, but he's like, when you see him, you think, that's not the most athletic kid on the floor.
Right.
And then he plays,
and he jumps out of the building, and he makes everything, and he's, he's tall. He's not necessarily a ruggedly built kind of kid, but he's in every battle underneath the basket and just phenomenal. So much fun to watch a player like that.
You see a guy average the kind of the stats that he has. I think he's averaging the high teens points. He's probably close to double figures in rebounds. Do you think a guy like that has to be 6'3" or something like that? Like you said, kind of sturdily built. And then you see him come out here. He's a thinner player and everything. Doesn't really look like he'd be somebody who can hold his own in traffic in the paint. Yeah. And he does. He's fearless. He goes up to the ball. He goes hard for layups and everything. And he seems to play harder when the game is at its tightest.
Yep. Okay. So we're gonna see Booth Bay Winthrop MVC rematch, and we're gonna have Richmond Halldale. Pick it. Who you got? Who's going to regional final?
Ooh. Halldale. Winthrop.
Okay.
I agree. Halldale Winthrop.
I think so too. I think we're unanimous.
We talk about not going chalk, and then we go chalk.
Didn't we just say this was such an unpredictable bracket? I think it's hard to argue. I think Halldale just—they have too many guys. I think we saw tonight, right? Doesn't quite hit up, and Abbott has some issue in Byron, and yet they still go out and they get Boyer to hit shots. Yeah. So
if it was Booth Bay Richmond, it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah. Right.
And, I mean, to go back to we like to talk about things we learned. I think we learned that Halldale can. That Halldale is as resilient as they are talented. I mean, they're not that team that needs to be front runners, needs to get out to a hot start and just kind of, get you to pack up and quit.
Mm.
It looked bad at halftime. They're down 8. They're not hitting shots. Trape obviously has the energy and the momentum, playing with nothing to lose. Not a good scenario for Halldale, and they came out and they put Trape away. It was a pretty impressive win. For those guys.
Interesting point about that, though. It's so if I look at Richmond and I look at Halldale's wins, right? So Richmond is down, Small struggling. They had a long stretch in that game, really in the second quarter. And then the early part of the fourth quarter wasn't great, where they looked panicked. Like, oh, my God, how are we going to deal with this? Now, granted, they had a huge third quarter, and that helped. The difference with Halldale was they never looked panicked.
They never did.
They never looked like, oh, my God, I got to start doing this all my – never. Never.
And they, I mean, they're 17-1. They haven't won each of these games by 20 points. This might contradict my point of it's surprising to see them win a game like this, because they've won some tough games. Mm. They won some down to the wire games with Winthrop, beat Richmond by a point, beat Winthrop by a point. So they, you know, for a one seed, they've seen some close calls, and I got the same impression you did. You never saw people looking like they were starting to snap at teammates. Nope. It just looked like, okay, you know, that's a charge on us. No problem. We'll get a steal next time. Yep. Oh, we missed that shot. No problem. We'll get a rebound.
Yep. So tomorrow we shift gears. We head into Class D South. Still going on. They're still trying to get those quarterfinals wrapped up. But the afternoon and evening session is Class C South Girls, also known as the Boot Bay Invitational, unless you guys think otherwise.
Monmouth might have something to say
Monmouth
about that.
That's true. That's true. So we've got those games tomorrow. As always, centralmaine.com. Check out the stuff. We're on Facebook. At this point, we have stories, columns, analysis, previews, photo galleries, videos. What am I forgetting? Podcasts.
If we don't have it, you don't need it.
Yeah, if we don't have it, you don't need it. But for Drew and Travis, I'm Travis, and thanks so much for coming. We just finished day three. We'll be back for day four. I feel like we're finally getting some headway into the meat of the tournament now, where things really start ratcheting up.
Yes.
All right.
Agreed.
All right. Have a good night, fellas.
You too.
Don't stay out too late. It's a school night.
Got it.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
See ya.